This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Tammy J. Zemkin, TammieZemkin, middle initial J. Date of birth 08-12-1959. Date of appointment January 8, 2024. Requesting physician. Michael Cohen. MICHAELCOHEN, MD. Dear Dr. Cohen, I have the pleasure of seeing Tammy Zemkin today in my office. I appreciate you involving me. In her care, as you know, she's 64-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose past medical history is significant for endometrial adenocarcinoma, status post radiation, sensory urge incontinence and neuropathy. Her left leg is weak. She uses walker for ambulation. This is going on for the last 3 weeks. It started when she completed her radiation therapy in October 2023. Left foot is numb and weak, no pain, no backache. Hands are okay. She's taking gabapentin 100 mg 3 times daily and duloxetine 30 mg daily, which is helping. Past medical history, endometrial adenocarcinoma, endometritis, gastritis, insomnia, neuropathy, postmenopausal bleeding, sensory urge incontinence, mental hernia. Past surgical history, endometrial biopsy, gallbladder surgery, hernia repair. Allergy to amoxicillin, augmentin, medication duloxetine, DR 30 mg daily, gabapentin 100 mg 3 times daily, oxybutynin, ER 5 mg daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is divorced, lives alone, have one kid. Family history, mother disease, aplastic anemia, father disease, heart problem, one sister, one brother, alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present, Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice sinusitis, and there is no jaundice sinusitis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor of the hands present, head tremor present. Motor system examination is strength 5/5 except left lower extremity 4/5, right lower extremity 4.5/5. Deep tender reflexes upper extremity 2/4, lower extremity 0/4. Plantar responses are flexed. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 64-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, polyneuropathy. Number 3, lumbar radiculopathy. Number 4, essential tremor. Number 5, weakness. Next paragraph, her neuropathy can be due to radiation. Radiation of the lumbosacral plexus. At this time, I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron bending capacity, vitamin D, CPK, and aldolase. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Continue the gabapentin and duloxetine. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.